أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الملأ من قومه إنا لنراك في ضلال مبين. قال يا قوم ليس بي ضلالة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين. أبلغكم رسالات ربي وأنصح لكم وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. أوعجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم ولتتقوا ولعلكم ترحمون. فكذبوه فأنجيناه والذين معه في الفلك وأغرقنا الذين كذبوا بآياتنا إنهم كانوا قوما عمين. Inshallah, we'll discuss verses 60-64 of Surah Al-A'raf. The discussion is of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sending Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu was salam to his people. His da'wat was the same da'wat that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam had given. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no God, there is no deity besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. In response to that, Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ. The chiefs from his people said, إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Certainly we see you in open, in manifest error. Dalala actually means deviation, the opposite of hidayah. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and all anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam had come to guide the people, to put them on hidayat, to guide them towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is a difficulty that humankind has, is that when the mind is corrupt, the heart is corrupt, then one cannot see hidayat from dalala. One is in the path of deviation, and a person will think they are on hidayat. The person on hidayat will know that he is on hidayat. He will be guided by Allah Ta'ala. Everything will be in proper perspective insofar as his heart and his mind is concerned. So here is a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala that is guiding the people on the hidayat that Allah Ta'ala had sent him to guide the people, and now they would say that they see him in open, in manifest error, in manifest deviation. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي ضَلَالَ. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam responds to his people, O my people, I am not upon dalala, I am not upon deviation, astrayness. فَذَكِّرْ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِكَاهِنٍ وَلَا مَجْنُونَ. The very first ayah that was recited in the first rakat today, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that very high maqam of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people of Makkah would call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam majnoon. They will call him mad, wa na'udhu billah. They'll call him a kahin, a fortune teller. Never in the Quran, never in the hadith do we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told to protect himself, or he had to say to the people, I am not mad, wa na'udhu billah, or I am not a poet, or I am not a kahin, a fortune teller. On behalf of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala always responded. But for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of the past, they had to fend for themselves and they had to respond. And this is that high maqam of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hence Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had to defend himself, and he had to say, Laysa bi dhalala, I am not in error. وَلَكِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. However, I am the Rasul of the Rabb of the entire universe. Here he did not say Rasulullah, or he did not use any other quality of Allah, Rasulur Rahman, but he said the Rasul of the Rabb of the entire universe, two things. He wanted to show his people, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in need of our hidayah. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of our iman. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of our ibadah. Allah is not in need of our obedience. Allah is the Rabb of the entire universe. Allah Ta'ala, rather, He sustains. The second is, He wanted to show them the quality of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That insan, you think you earn, but Allah is the Rabb. And Allah is the Rabb of the entire universe. Allah Ta'ala sustains the entire universe. أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي. And then he explains his function as a Rasul of Allah, that I transmit, I deliver the messages of my Rabb. Allah has charged me with a responsibility of delivering this message, and I go on delivering these different messages that Allah Ta'ala has given. And the simple message, Allah is wahdahu la sharika la, Allah is one, wa'budu Allah, worship only Allah, bring your iman in Allah Ta'ala. And the second is, wa ansahu lakum, and I advise you. I am a well-wisher to you, and in my well-wishing I continue to advise you, and that is the task, and that is the work of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Wa a'lamu min Allah ma la ta'lamun, and I know about Allah, I know from Allah Ta'ala that which you do not know. Allah has sent wahi to me, I know the fact that Allah Ta'ala is one, bring iman in one Allah. أَوَ عَجِبُتُمْ أَنْ جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَلَىٰ رَجُلْ مِنْكُمْ. Now, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had perceived, like all the other Anbiya had perceived, that the nations could not understand, why would Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send down insan? Why would Allah ta'ala send down a human? And Allah ta'ala will make that human a messenger. Why did Allah ta'ala not send down an angel? Now this point has been discussed in various places of the Quran, that it is only a human that will understand the human needs. He himself will be in need of human needs and necessities, and hence he will be able to guide his people. When he is hungry, he will eat. When he is thirsty, he will drink. The malaika do not have those human needs. Hence, they will not understand the human needs and how humans will react to different situations. Hence, now he clarifies this and he says to his people, "Awa ajibutum, do you marvel? Do you find it strange? An ja'akum dhikrum min rabbikum, that the dhikr, the reminder of your Rabb, comes to you ala rajulin, via a human being, minkum." And that human being happens to be from amongst you. One is that he comes from humanity, but he is from your own people, that you would know him. He grew up in front of you. You will know his chastity, you will know his truthfulness, his honesty, and hence you ought to have brought iman in him. Why would he come? لِيُنْذِرَكُمْ, so that he may warn you with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why does he do all of this? وَلِتَتَّقُوا, so that you would create within yourselves the quality of taqwa, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, and so that mercy will be sent upon you by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala now sums up the entire situation with Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam and his people, the details in Surah Hud. Allah ta'ala grants us, Allah gives us all the details there. Here Allah ta'ala in one sentence, Allah ta'ala sums it up, فَكَذَّبُوهُ, they denied him. They did not accept. 950 years of work Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam had done, 950 years inviting his people towards Allah Ta'ala. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ, Allah Ta'ala says, we emancipated him. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ, and those who were with him on the ark. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala who says, there were only 80 people that accepted iman and Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, 40 male, 40 females, and then وَأَغْرَقْنَا الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, and then we drowned those who continuously refuted and denied our signs. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا عَمِينَ, certainly they were a blind nation. Blind, they could not see the truth, neither could they perceive the truth with their hearts. They blinded themselves, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had them drowned. And in that way Allah ta'ala shows us the very important message, that we have our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He came with a clear-cut message of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.